Reading sex. The stories here are all aged horny, and some also corny, but most definitely, all of the stories are downright sexy with adult themes, sexually explicit content and strong language. I have not written these characters and stories. I just love reading them. Darkness in the Open Air. Written by Me Pink Girly. The blonde stranger did text me back. Poor guy was very understanding about the whole thing, despite being stood up. His pride was bruised, but I think the cock sucking he had received had helped ease his pain. He was in my thoughts for about 2 weeks, sending occasional texts to and fro. When he took the power out of my hands and told me he would be at a certain place at a certain time and if I turned up then great and if not, then no loss either. I twitched with anticipation if I'm honest, but said I was with a friend then and didn't know if I would make it in time. His response, "If you want to see me, then I know you will be there." Sure enough, 2 minutes later than he wanted, I turned up and slipped into the passenger seat of his car. I couldn't resist his cockiness, slight arrogance. We went for a drive, getting 3 miles from where we started before he stopped the car and kissed me passionately, running his tongue along mine, leaving me moaning gently into his mouth. We drove for a while longer and he held my hand for a while before moving it to his crotch. I could feel the heat from his cock building up. It was dark outside and we were moving towards quieter roads when he told me to take off my dress. I refused and instead showed him my silk panties, wet at the crotch but held on with ribbon, which meant I could be unwrapped at any time. He held focus on the quiet roads and was beginning to look for somewhere to stop. We pulled further off-road onto a 10-mile stretch of fields and farmhouses. I was already clutching for him when he had stopped, barely having time to secure the handbrake and turn his lights off. I sucked on his lips, and he let his hands wander over my breasts once more, releasing them over the top of my bra and summer dress. He slid the seat back and showed me how to fix my own and then began to lean over and abuse my breasts, biting at them, mauling them with his fingertips, leaving red marks where his hands had been. I loved it. It suited the levels of frustration built up over the 2 weeks of wondering what if. My dress was still up at the top of my thighs. He pushed it up further and pulled on the ribbons of my panties, leaving me naked from the waist down, and he let the skimpy bit of silk and ribbon litter the footwell of my seat. He slid 2 fingers into my waiting cunt, which were subsequently soaked with juice. I turned and leaned against the passenger window as he bent to lick my clit as he finger-fucked my pussy. He moved up to molest my breasts again, then undid his jeans, sliding them over his ass, enough to let his cock and balls jump free. He stroked his cock for me in the shadows whilst biting on my nipples, and I grew aware of how wet he had made me, soaking my thighs and the seat under me. I pushed him back in his seat, leaning over to lick and caress his erection. He moaned with delight, remembering the sensations of 2 weeks before. I stroked his cock, moving hard, letting pre-cum ooze at the head as I took his balls into my mouth one by one, sucking gently. I let only the head of his cock enter my mouth and sucked on it hard, his hips thrusting to try and get himself deeper. I looked up at him in the darkness, telling him I love to tease. I began to bob my head on the first few inches of his cock, circling my fingers on my own clit. Feeling unsure how soon he would want in my pussy but needing a little release. I didn't have to wait. He went into his wallet for a condom and put it on, fitting snugly over his huge well-sucked cock. Thank God he had one, as I hadn't the time to go home for supplies. In fact, I only carried my bank cards, ID, phone, and house keys in my small clutch at my feet. I removed my shoes and positioned myself above him, with my knees leaning wherever I could put them comfortably. I had shaved only 8 hours earlier, not expecting anyone to see it today. I love being newly shaved or waxed, but find the baby soft feeling never lasts more than a day or two. My smooth lips, wet with juices, opened to let me slide onto the head of his cock. I let it rest for a minute, feeling his wide cock open me up, and then I moved down it, taking it into me. Soaking him with my wetness and leaving him groaning as he realized how good it felt to be inside my tight shaved pussy. He used my breasts for leverage, pulling me up and down on top of him. I bounced on his cock, savoring every thrust of his hips to meet mine. He began to stroke my clit, exposed as his large cock opened my lips as it slid in and out of me. It was intense, a little too intense and rough for my usual taste, but I couldn't stop squeezing on his cock, circling my hips, not letting his cock move an inch out of my tight cunt. I could feel myself building up, almost over the edge. I told him not to stop and I slid my hips up and down, taking every inch of his cock as I worked myself up and down its thick length whilst he persevered at my clit, never letting go. I need to come. I need to. Rising up as far as I could in the car. I held myself with just the very tip of him inside me before slamming myself back down and filling my pussy with his thick cock. I only managed about 3 or 4 more times like this before feeling my pussy erupt on him, squeezing hold and shaking over him, crying out. I grabbed my breasts, twisting my nipples until I was struggling to hold myself up and finally felt myself leaning against the window. I was clamped on his pulsating cock, so he held my hips and thrust mercilessly into me. I told him to stop and he pounded a dozen or more times into my dripping cunt. I cried out at the intensity, feeling raw. He kissed me deeply and asked what I wanted next, stating, "I'll do anything you want." When I suggested a hard fuck from behind, he wasn't convinced at how it would work in the car. So he suggested getting out. I let his cock slide out of me slowly, feeling empty as soon as it wasn't there. I put my shoes on, got out of the car and then leaned on the cool passenger door, my nipples and skin making contact with the metal and tingling. I spread my legs and felt him come up behind me in the darkness, kissing my neck and running his hands over my ass. He pumped at his cock before slipping it between my ass cheeks and reaching the wetness of my cunt again. He slid in easily and I closed my legs a little to hold onto him even tighter, not wanting to let go. He went to town, pounding at my pussy, keeping a tight hold on my ass, spanking it hard as he fucked me. I felt like such a slut, taking cock out in the open. As our previous meeting showed, I'm not opposed to being a dirty bitch, but alcohol usually helps me initiate the filth that goes on. Tonight, I just got to be a dirty bitch because I am one, out in the open, tits out, ass in the air, cock in my soaking wet hole. I pushed back against his pounding, feeling his thighs slap against my ass and then occasionally a fast hard slap as his hand came down on my ass, leaving me to whimper. I saw a car in the distance but it didn't travel as far as the farm road we were on, passing on a different route. My legs were beginning to give up and my pussy was so raw from my orgasm, but I couldn't stand the thought of taking his cock out and simply responded with, "Fuck me, and fuck me harder. I need your cock so badly." His cock was soaked in my juices and pulsing hard and I groaned when I heard him say, "I'm going to come, baby." He slid out of me, beating at his cock and I dropped to my knees, ignoring the thought of mud and grass stains on my skin, and opened my mouth. He looked shocked, "You are something else. You're like a fucking porn star." I didn't have time to respond with anything more than a dirty look. He didn't take the condom off, simply sunk his dick into my waiting mouth and face fucked me whilst I tried my best to suck. I moved away a little, gasping for air as his hips were a blur. He pulled me up and led me the few steps to the bonnet of the car, bending me over it, nipples hard against the metal. I had no control over what he did to me as my legs were hanging down from where I was. He used my ass and thighs again for movement and thrust himself inside in one fluid motion. He drilled into me, taking no prisoners and leaving me squirming on the bonnet of his car. I loved it, letting him know I thought he was a dirty fuck. I felt his cock stiffen and swell inside me and he thrust deeper, making me wince. He was moaning over my own moans that he was coming, pinning me to the car. I tried my best to squeeze his cock, massage it with my pussy walls as he climaxed. He slid out and I did my best to slide off the bonnet gracefully before getting back into the passenger seat. He was still hard when he sat down and was massaging his cock. I took the initiative and bowed my head to it and he responded by meeting my lips and thrusting into my mouth. He told me he needed to come some more and was whispering dirty things about fucking my mouth and wanting me to swallow all he could give me. Damn straight, I was not going to let it go to waste, I was going to milk all the cum I could get out of him. There was about a mouthful of salty cum left in him and he let it go into my throat, grunting loudly as he did. I licked my lips, wiping away saliva from round my mouth and pulled my dress up over my breasts and down over my ass. Once he had recovered enough to drive, he dropped me beside my home. I had left the underwear off, knowing he might enjoy the kink factor seeing me walk away, clutch bag and underwear in hand, ass visible through the thin material of the dress. In my head, I decided it was a one-night thing, an itch that needed scratched after our original meeting, and I knew I had made an impression on him when I received a text the next day. Telling me, I have to fuck you again. I have to have you. I replied with, hee hee. Maybe if you're very lucky. I'm a tease, but why be good when being bad is so much more fun? Stay in the mood. Reading. Sex.